Chapter 14. Living Well on Nothing. Becky and Rawdon lived in Paris for another few years. During that time, Rawdon left his regiment and the Crawleys depended completely on Rawdon's gambling skills for money. Fortunately for them, he seldom lost. The money Rawdon won at gambling, however, wasn't enough to pay for their way of life. Living in a hotel cost a great deal, and Becky constantly needed new clothes. There was also the nanny for their baby, little Rawdon. Balls and dinner parties took up so much of Becky's time that she had very little time for the boy. The Crawleys owed money to so many people in Paris that Becky finally decided they should return to England. "We can't continue living like this," she said to Rawdon one day. "You need a job in the government or in the colonies, and you have to be in London to find such a job." "You're right, Becky," Rawdon said. "But I owe so much money there too that I'll be arrested if we return."
"I know, dear, but I've got a plan," Becky said with a smile. "If it succeeds, it will solve our money problems in London, and we won't have to pay what we owe here in Paris either."
After she had explained her plan, Rawdon laughed and said, "What would I do without you, Becky? You're so clever." A few days earlier, Rawdon had received a letter from his brother, Pitt, informing him that Miss Crawley was gravely ill and near death. The first part of Becky's plan was to make sure that everyone in Paris heard the news that Rawdon's rich aunt, who was leaving him an immense inheritance, was dying, and that Rawdon had to go immediately to her bedside in London. Rawdon left Paris, but he did not go to London. Instead, he went to Brussels to wait there until he heard from Becky. Soon afterwards, Miss Crawley died.
"My son and I must go to London for the funeral of my husband's aunt," Becky told the hotel owner. "We'll be back as soon as we receive my husband's inheritance, so don't worry, we'll soon be able to pay you. In fact, we would like larger rooms when we return."
She looked so sincere that the hotel owner believed her and didn't insist that she pay her bill before leaving Paris. Leaving little Rawdon at his nanny's house, Becky then went to London. There, instead of going to the funeral, she put the rest of her plan into action. Her plan was simple. She would offer her husband's creditors a small amount of the money that he owed. Becky was hoping that they would be happy to get something rather than nothing, and she was right. All of them accepted her offer. When Becky wrote to Rawdon that her plan had succeeded, he went immediately to Paris to get little Rawdon, and the two of them then met Becky in London. It was only several weeks later that the hotel owner, dressmakers, jewellers, and wine merchants in Paris understood that they had been cheated. Becky and Rawdon rented a house in Curzon Street in Mayfair, a fashionable area of London. A new nanny now took care of little Rawdon. Becky saw the boy as rarely as possible, but Rawdon loved him very much and played with him whenever he could. The house soon became popular among rich, fashionable men who came for good meals and wine, card games with Rawdon, and charming conversation with Becky. Their wives did not approve of the Crawleys and rarely came to Curzon Street. And the English women who Becky had socialised with in Brussels and Paris now pretended not to know her. It may have been acceptable during wartime to socialise abroad with a governess, especially as her husband had been the general's aide. But Becky certainly wasn't suitable for high society circles in London. When this made Rawdon angry, Becky laughed.
"Don't let those stupid women upset you," she said.
"I suppose you're right," Rawdon said.
"I'm always right," Becky said. "Who paid your debts here in London? And who told you what to write to your brother when you were so angry that he inherited your aunt's money?"
Thinking that Pitt and Lady Jane might be useful to them one day, and maybe even give them money,
Becky had dictated a letter for Rawdon to write to them after Miss Crawley's death. The letter said that Rawdon wasn't angry about losing his inheritance and that he and Becky wished them happiness in their married life. In return, Lady Jane and Pitt had written back offering help if needed. Becky hoped that eventually Lady Jane would help her enter London society. Becky was hoping that someone else would help her and Rawdon, Lord Steyne. He and his wife were important members of London society and frequently dined with royalty. Lord Steyne often came to Curzon Street to play cards with Rawdon and to flirt with Becky.